Chapter 15. It was morning in the high street. Miss Emily Barton came out of a shop. Her face was pink, and her eyes were excited.
"Oh dear, Mr. Burton, I am going on a holiday at last."
"I hope you'll enjoy it."
"Oh, I'm sure I shall. For a long time, I felt unable to sell little furs, as I couldn't bear the idea of strangers there. But now that you have bought it and are going to live there with Megan, it is quite different. And although I would never have dared to go by myself, dear Amy, after her terrible experience, has agreed to come with me. It will do her so much good, because she has also just heard that her brother is getting married. Oh, but how nice to think you are both going to stay in Limstock."
I went along to the Symingtons' house, and Megan came out to meet me. It was not a romantic meeting, because a very big dog came out with Megan and nearly knocked me over.
"Isn't he sweet?" she said.
"A little energetic. Is he ours?"
"Yes. He's a wedding present from Joanna. We have had nice wedding presents, haven't we? That knitted woolen thing that we don't know what it's for, from Miss Marple, and the lovely china bowl from Mr. Pye. And Elsie has sent me a cake stand."
"How typical," I said.
"She's got a job with an accountant and is very happy. And, oh, what was I talking about?"
"Wedding presents. Don't forget, if you change your mind, you'll have to send them all back."
"I won't change my mind. What else have we got? Oh, yes. There's one thing I don't understand. As well as the dog's own collar and lead, Joanna has sent an extra collar and lead. What do you think that's for?"
"That," I said, "is Joanna's little joke."